and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next few minutes, I'd like to spend some time with you talking about the subject that I have been covering for, quite a while now on Natural Doc Radio, healthy food choices, and why exactly these food choices might be so supportive of your good health. Very interesting, because as I mentioned before, there seems to be very much a common thread that connects all of these different fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts and seeds, all of the different food choices that we typically see in our diets. And some of the information might be surprising, or some of it might just confirm what you've always known. That food is really good for me. So today I want to begin with watermelon. We're going to go over four foods today and what they contain that makes them such a health-supporting choice. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who might say, hey, watermelon's really good, delicious, I love it, but not necessarily be so aware of why it is such a beneficial food choice. Very interesting, because it's full of minerals, it's full of carotenoids, full of antioxidants, vitamin C content is good in watermelon, full of flavonoids, and interesting, it isn't always just that dark, pink, juicy, sweet inner part of the watermelon. There are a lot of benefits to that white part that looks like it isn't really ripe yet, but that white outer rind of the watermelon, absolutely wonderful. For all those people out there who use watermelon juice, when you do juice a watermelon, you want to include everything. The skin, which has been very carefully washed, of course, as well as the juicy inner rind. Very interesting, because there are so many components to the watermelon content. Very surprising. So, first of all, it's very high in zinc and lycopene. And what that translates to is a benefit for the prostate. Now, I'm going to go a step farther beyond the zinc and the lycopene and say it's protective of the prostate because of the beneficial effect on the urinary tract and specifically on the kidneys. So you're getting a whole range, a whole profile of protective effect for prostate health. Then there's information about watermelon promoting weight loss. Very, very interesting, because there are enzymes and components found in watermelon that actually reduce the ability of your body to deposit excess fat. So the accumulation of fat is minimized because of the enzymes found in watermelon. And ultimately what they're saying is that is supportive and promoting weight loss. Very interesting as well that there are components found in watermelon that help to minimize your risk of stroke. Isn't that amazing? Something delicious, juicy, wonderful snack food, so full of these nutrients, and very specifically, minimizing risk of stroke. And how does it do that? Well, there's substances in watermelon that help to produce nitric oxide. What does nitric oxide do? It allows your blood vessels to relax. When your blood vessels relax, blood flows more freely through your blood vessels, minimizing the possibility of a spasm in your blood vessel, which could lead to a stroke associated with deprivation of blood flow to the brain, minimizing the possibility of depriving your brain of oxygen that needs to be delivered through the blood circulation. The other possibility with regard to the nitric oxide is, again, expanding your blood vessels and minimizing the possibility that there would be spasms in the blood vessels. Those spasms possibly associated with abnormal platelet aggregation. Again, a stroke risk. So you're going to have smooth functioning of your blood vessels and smooth delivery of nutrients, oxygen, and circulation to your brain. Very, very helpful across the board with so many different activities in your body. It helps to provide NF-kappa B. Very, very important by to have that balance and ultimately reduce risk of different degenerative diseases, cardiovascular disease. Very, very important to take that whole picture into consideration. Very high content of the amino acid citrulline. What does the citrulline do? It has a beneficial effect on your blood vessels, but it is also very important for your kidneys. When your kidneys work, you're able to get rid of debris much more effectively. Very, very helpful for controlling blood pressure, maintaining proper fluid balance in your body. There are substances found in the watermelon that support bone health. And, okay, here's one of my issues with regard to watermelon. For people who had kidney issues and urinary tract issues, one of the very, very best old remedies would be watermelon seed tea. And now, unfortunately, what do we find? Seedless watermelons. Well, first of all, I can give you a little bit of relief with regard to the seedless watermelons because they are not the result of genetic modification, but rather a hybridization technique. And so those seedless watermelons, they are not a problem with regard to GMO content and thus because of that high pesticide content. However, if you have the opportunity to buy watermelon with seeds, absolutely a good idea. Should you choose organic? Very, very helpful, very important. So watermelons with seeds, save the seeds because they're really, really beneficial for your kidneys and urinary tract and support your kidney function with that whole profile, the watermelon, the outer rind, the white of the watermelon, as well as the seeds. Okay, moving on, two substances associated with wheat. And how many people are avoiding wheat these days? Talking about gluten intolerance and the negative effect of the gluten on your digestive tract associated with irritable bowel. And very, very important information for people who have a specific diagnosis. If someone has been diagnosed with celiac, which would be a very specific biopsy type of diagnosis to be absolutely certain that you are indeed someone with that predisposition to irritable bowel and digestive problems because of a diagnosis of celiac disease. Well, wheat germ, and then I will go on to talk about wheat bran. These are isolated substances associated with wheat, coming from wheat. However, because they are so isolated and such specific substance, they don't necessarily contain gluten. However, some people are so super sensitive to wheat, including the gluten, that wheat germ and wheat bran might not necessarily be a good choice. But let's talk about the benefits associated with wheat germ. You're going to get some wheat germ if you're choosing whole grain, and I would strongly recommend that you choose whole grain organic wheat, and then you'll get a little bit of the wheat germ. But don't take it if you have been shown to have an allergy to wheat. The wheat germ contains zinc, very good for your immune system, magnesium, a mineral that so many Americans unfortunately have a deficiency of magnesium, but you get a little bit of the zinc in the mag with the wheat germ. The substances found in the wheat germ, probably associated with the zinc and some of the antioxidant substances, help to support your immune system, and wheat germ has been researched and shown to be beneficial as reducing your risk of colon cancer. It's possible that the fibers associated with wheat germ are also part of that picture in preventing risk of developing colon cancer. Because of the fiber content, you're going to minimize possibly the irritating issue of constipation. So very, very helpful for regulating and normalizing intestinal and colon function. Because of the fiber content, because of the enzymes present in wheat germ, you have the potential to naturally lower your cholesterol. Now, remember, these benefits are not associated with highly processed wheat products. They are associated with the whole grain. Because of the vitamin E content, very, very helpful to minimize risk of stroke. The vitamin E has been kind of a selling point for more than 50 years for those people who are using wheat germ in their diets on a routine basis. And the benefit of that wheat germ comes from its vitamin E content. So overall, you have the potential to improve your digestion, full of B vitamins, different substances. The fats found in the wheat germ actually are very supportive of health of the membrane of your brain cells. So cellular membrane integrity, very much supported with the oils and the vitamin E and the different mineral content found in wheat germ. Okay, moving on to wheat bran. Sometimes I tell people you have to be very cautious with the wheat bran. It can be a harsh fiber. And so if you are very sensitive to fibers, if you are someone who battles inflammation in your digestive tract, and might not be the best choice for you, a little bit of wheat bran can bring about lots and lots and lots of beneficial effects. Because of the fiber content, you're going to minimize the risk of developing diabetes. High fiber diets are associated with a much lower risk of diabetes. You're going to find that you have a beneficial insulin response. So using the wheat bran minimizes insulin resistance. What's insulin resistance? Well, your pancreas is creating or producing insulin in response to certain foods that you're taking in, and when those foods are metabolized and actually create a sugar response in your blood, the insulin is activated to drive the glucose in your blood into the cell, and that's a very beneficial effect. That glucose in your blood is actually fuel for the cell. But if the insulin doesn't work, if the insulin if the cells are insulin resistant, the insulin doesn't work to get the glucose into the cell and fuel the cell. That's why very often individuals with diabetes may very well have very low energy, because literally their cells are starving for fuel. But wheat bran minimizes the insulin resistance and actually allows your body to deliver fuel to the cells. The wheat bran is full of plant phenols, that those compounds that are so interactive with different enzymes and cellular activity in your body, so much a part of good health. In addition to the blood sugar benefits, wheat bran actually, again, is associated with regularity, preventing constipation. How does it prevent the constipation? Very, very interesting. When your liver produces bile, if the bile is high quality, then your digestive system works efficiently and you remove debris with regularity from your colon. So high quality bile is supported with the presence of wheat bran. One of the side benefits of that high quality bile, your gallbladder works beautifully. The gallbladder is the storage facility, so to speak, for bile, and you're going to minimize the accumulation of debris in your gallbladder when the bile is very, very high quality. So you can minimize the possibility of gallstones. You minimize the possibility of constipation. Because of the fibers and the lignans, it's going to be extremely helpful at minimizing risk of developing colon cancer. Because of the lignans found in wheat germ that are as beneficial as lignans found, let's say, in flaxseed, you once again reduce risk of developing breast cancer. Those lignans hold on to the hormones and move them very efficiently out of your colon so that the hormones are not stagnant in your lower digestive tract and ultimately reabsorbed into your bloodstream. Because of the fiber content, because of the enzymes present in wheat bran, you're going to have the ability to naturally lower cholesterol and balance that HDL-LDL ratio. You're going to have the ability to reduce your blood pressure. Very, very interesting, because of the content, the substances, the B vitamins, the enzymes, there is a benefit with regard to reducing your risk of stroke. And what you do with the wheat bran is you get a beneficial effect with regard to inflammation. Wheat bran's been studied and shown to reduce C-reactive protein, which is a measure of systemic inflammation. Because of the content of the different components, you lower homocysteine. When you have an effective way of lowering homocysteine, what happens is a reduced risk of circulatory disease and reduced risk of stroke. There is, in the wheat bran, betaine, and that betaine is very, very much supportive of correct digestive function. So you can see all through your digestive tract, your upper digestive tract benefits with the betaine. Your lower digestive tract benefits with the lignans and the different other fibers and plant phenols lower in your digestive tract. It has been, wheat bran has been researched and shown to lower the accumulation of plaque in your blood vessels. What's going on with that? Well, when you reduce inflammation, you stop that process that your body maintains in order to heal. What your body does as a response to inflammation is try to cover up that inflammation. Unfortunately, when there is no approach to minimizing the development of inflammation, what happens is calcification and ultimately the accumulation of plaque in your blood vessels. So the whole picture of lowering homocysteine, lowering inflammation, minimizing C-reactive protein, you get the benefit of enhanced cardiovascular function. So wheat bran in moderation, and be very, very careful if you're someone who has a known sensitivity to wheat products. So I urge people to start very, very, very gently if you're going to add wheat germ or wheat bran to your daily routine. And then finally, to the very end of all of these different food choices that I've been talking about for so long, I'm at yogurt. And what do you need to know about choosing yogurt? Well, yogurt's going to be so very helpful for you. It's got B12, it's got pantothenic acid, potassium, zinc, there's even a little bit of iodine. So you're going to have so many beneficial components in the yogurt. If you're choosing Greek yogurt, the content of protein in that Greek yogurt, it tends to be higher than in typical forms of yogurt. And what's very, very interesting about this is you do absolutely want to choose organic. When you choose organic, you're assuring yourself that there's no contamination with antibiotics that have been fed to the dairy herds, and you are assuring yourself that there are no additional substances that might contaminate the dairy products. So go for the yogurt that is organic. So the beneficial microorganisms that you're going to find in high-quality yogurt, you're going to create a very, very healthy digestive system, a healthy gut. You're going to, with the components found in yogurt, minimize the possibility of developing ulcers. Your teeth and gums are going to thank you. Why are your teeth and gums going to thank you? First of all, there's calcium content, and you need to check each and every brand because the calcium levels tend to differ brand to brand. And so the calcium, very beneficial for your teeth. For your gums, those microorganisms that are so beneficial for your digestive tract also are very supportive of maintaining the proper chemistry in your mouth. So instead of pathogenic bacteria proliferating in your mouth, with the yogurt you're going to get very beneficial, health-supporting bacteria maintaining their home in your healthy gums. I mentioned the calcium, so all of the different minerals that you're going to find in yogurt, I mentioned the potassium, the zinc, as well as the calcium, all work to maintain strong bones. One of the things that yogurt is very good at is supporting your recovery after a workout. So let's say a half cup with some nuts and half cup of Greek yogurt with some nuts and seeds. And let me rephrase that, a half cup of organic Greek yogurt, plain, no sugar added, helps your recovery from a workout. And in turn, that again with the calcium helps to maintain your bones. So if you're doing a workout on a regular basis, the impact exercise helps to maintain strong bones. The weight bearing strengthening exercise helps to maintain strong bones and minimize the possibility of developing any kind of loss of bone density. There is very interesting information about the yogurt being supportive of lowered blood pressure. How does that work? Well, you are going to lower your cortisol levels with the entire profile of nutrients typically found in high-quality yogurt. You're going to support your immune system. And how does that work? You raise your T cells. T cells are very important components of how your entire white blood cell system works to support your immune response. And in addition to the probiotic substances that are going to keep your gut chemistry healthy, and remember, the first response to an invading bacteria or pathogenic microorganism comes from your gut. And when you have that beneficial probiotic content very readily available in your gut, your immune system works very well. The digestion support is very, very important because it helps to keep, as I mentioned, the chemistry of your gut very normal, and the possibility of irritable bowel response to different foods is minimized. So once again, you are going to, from the very beginning to the very end of your digestive tract, you're going to support healthy digestive tract chemistry. And very, very important, as I said, choose organic. Very important, in my opinion, if you're going for protein content, you really do want to choose Greek yogurt. And you want to look at all of the different choices available to see that the calcium content is where you want it, that the protein content is where you want it, and that the calorie content is where you want it. And in regard to the discussion of calorie content associated with yogurt, you want to make sure that there is no sugar added, that the only sugar that you're going to find in the yogurt that you're choosing is that naturally occurring sugar in dairy products, the lactose. Okay, just a little bit of a note to people, like I was talking about the people sensitive to gluten with the wheat products, people sensitive to lactose, and I hear frequently people tell me that they're lactose intolerant. Well, yogurt can be, for many of those people who are so-called lactose intolerant, small servings of yogurt, and I'm going to say in the range of a half cup to two-thirds of a cup of yogurt, the naturally occurring fermenting bacteria that are found in yogurt actually digest the lactose. When you keep the serving size down to a half to two-thirds of a cup, the possibility of reacting poorly to lactose is again reduced. So you do have the enzymes readily available to digest the lactose, as well as the lactose being minimally present because the bacteria in the yogurt have used that lactose as fuel for their survival and proliferation. So there you have it, watermelon, wheat germ, wheat bran yogurt. Once again, a recommendation that you don't go overboard in one direction. The best choices for you are a variety of choices from every different spectrum of the nutrition profile. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed clinical nutritionist for NaturalDocRadio.com.